Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. And you can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called When Your World Falls Apart.
There are a lot of things in your life you cannot change, and you will never be able to change them. You're never going to be able to change your past. You're never going to be able to change who your parents were. You're never going to be able to change the natural gifts that you were given by God or the ones you don't have. There are a lot of things in your life you can't change. If you have a certain handicap or you have a certain, you lose a loved one, you can't change that. You've lost that loved one. A lot of things in life you cannot change. And the only way to overcome some things in life is to simply accept them. Accept them. This is the principle of submission. This is the principle of surrender. This is the principle of acceptance. Peace comes when I accept the things in my life that cannot be changed. If I keep fighting about them the rest of my life and keep saying to God, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair, you're just going to make yourself miserable. I must accept the things that cannot be changed. Faith is facing the facts without being discouraged by them. Yeah, it's bad, but I'm not going to be discouraged by it. But while I accept the things that can't be changed, I do change the things that can be changed. Okay, what can be changed? Your life has fallen apart. Somebody's walked out of your life. Somebody's died. You've lost your job. You're not getting it back. What? Those can't be changed. What can you change? I'll tell you what you can change. You. You can change you. You cannot change anybody else, so quit trying to change them. You can't change your husband. You can't change your wife. You can't change your boss. You can't change anybody. The only person you can change is you. So you start working on you. What can I change in me? How can I be better, not bitter, as my world has fallen apart? Now, this is going to require some honest, gut-level self-evaluation, and you're going to need to do an inventory of your life. You're going to need to do a relational inventory. Say, how is my relationship to God? An honest evaluation. How is my relationship to my husband, to my wife? How is my relationship to my kids? How is my relationship to my coworkers at work? You do a relational inventory. You do a moral inventory. What are the habits and the hurts and the hangups that are messing up my life? What are the sins, the persistent things that keep bringing me down? You do a moral inventory. You do an honest evaluation of your life so you can change the things that can be changed. You say, what's wrong in my life that I can change? Jeremiah says this in verse 40. He says, let us examine our ways. That's an inventory. And test them and return to the Lord. Repent, to return, to change my mind. Let us examine our ways and repent. You know, about, at least 35 years ago, I wrote a little personal evaluation thing. I made my own, and I called it Heart Cleansing for Personal Renewal. And I made a list of key areas in my life, my relationships to others, my priorities, attitudes, integrity, mind, money, possessions, body, walking in faith, family, mission, all these things. And about once a year, at least once a year, I'll pull this out, And I read through these questions and I ask myself the tough questions about life. Why? The Bible says, let us do a personal inventory, examine our ways and test them. You need to learn to do an evaluation of yourself. Now, when you start doing this step four, change what I can change, and you look at your life, you're gonna realize there's a lot of unresolved emotions in me. Because when your world falls apart, things don't go as planned, you're a bundle of emotions. You feel grief, you feel anger, you feel frustration, you may feel regret or maybe a little guilt, you may second guess yourself, you may say, what if, or if only I had done that, and you got all these emotions that you're gonna have to deal with. But there's one emotion that I'm really concerned about as your pastor that you get out of your life, because it is the most damaging emotion of all. You need to deal with all of them. But there's one emotion that's gonna keep you from rebuilding your life after it's fallen apart. And you know what that most damaging emotion is? Fear. Fear. Fear paralyzes you. Grief doesn't paralyze you, but fear paralyzes you. You guys remember many, many years ago, the old newspaper columnist, anybody remember Ann Landers? You remember Ann Landers? Yeah. And Ann Landers in her heyday would give advice to people in the newspaper, and she would receive up to 10,000 letters a day. And she was once asked, what's the most common problem people ask you about? She said, oh, without a doubt, it's fear, fear, fear. The fear of the future, the fear of going broke, the fear of failure, the fear of death, the fear of being alone. This is all of the different fears that people have. Now, Jeremiah had a real reason to be fearful, because not only was his nation falling apart, economically, socially, militarily, falling apart in front of his eyes, he was a prophet. Jeremiah was a prophet. And so as he spoke, he was telling them the truth about why the nation was in decline, and it wasn't a popular message. So Jeremiah was very, very unpopular. And so he had a lot of reason to be fearful, because in those days, they didn't have blogs. And so nobody could just write, Jeremiah's a skunk. You know, he wasn't a skunk. By the way, he wasn't a bullfrog either. If you laughed at that, you're really old. He was a good friend of mine. Okay. He wasn't a bullfrog. He was a prophet. And in those days, there was no place to just like, you know, throw verbal grenades at a guy. So you know what they did to people they didn't like in those days? They would put you down in the bottom of a well and leave you there for a few days, because they didn't like you. And often it was a cistern, which would mean just a dugout hole filled with water, and the water would be putrid. But they would put you down in a pit. That's exactly what happened to Jeremiah. He kept telling them, let me tell you what's wrong with our nation. Let me tell you how to correct the problem. And nobody liked what he was saying. So they took Jeremiah, his enemies took him, and put him in the bottom of a well. Now he's in the bottom of the well. The water is coming up and flowing up over his head. And it says also, they threw a bunch of rocks down on top of him. That's pretty frightening. He didn't know how long he's going to be in there. He had every reason to be afraid. And the Bible tells us this story. He's literally in a pit. You talk about being in a hole. He is literally in a hole. He's down, dooby-doo, down, down. And in verse 53, it says this. My enemies threw me into a pit, and they dropped stones on me, and the water flowed above my head. And I cried out, this is the end. But I called on your name, Lord, from deep within the well. And you heard me. And you listened to my pleading. And you heard my weeping. Yes, you came. You came at my despairing cry. And you told me, do not fear. That's what he needed to hear. Now, I've told you this many times, that there are 365 fear nots in the Bible, one for every day of the year, because the one thing God does not want you to do is be afraid. You can be angry at God, you can be upset, you can gripe, you can complain, you can question, but God says, don't you dare be afraid. He says, you can do all this other stuff. You can say, I don't like it. This stinks. It's unfair. Life is bad. And you can go on and on. But he said, don't you dare be afraid. He says it 365 times. Don't be afraid. So here's the fifth thing I need to do. I ask God to relieve my fears. I do what Jeremiah did. I called on your name. You listened to my pleading. You heard my weeping. You came at my despairing cry, and you told me, do not fear. You ask God to relieve your fears. You do what David did. Look at these verses up here on the screen. Psalm 34, 4. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me, freeing me from all my fears. God wants you to be fear-free. Psalm 27, verse 13. Look here on the screen. David was going through a tough time. His world had fallen apart. He said, you know, I would have despaired. He said, I would have been under. I would have given up. I would have been ready to throw in the towel. I would have despaired when my world fell apart unless I had believed, there's the trust, that I'd see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, I believed that God wasn't through with me. And so I wasn't going to be afraid. I trusted in God.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every day, there's a spiritual war raging all around you. In order to effectively fight this war, you need to be equipped with knowledge of the tactics Satan will use to try to trap you. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation DVD Study Kit. In this 7-session Bible study, Pastor Rick teaches how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to influence us: passions, possessions, and position. If you expect to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation Study Kit comes with 1 7-session DVD and workbook. This Bible study is great for individual or small group use, and it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift today. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.
There are many things in the world that you ought to legitimately be afraid of. In fact, if you're not afraid of them, you ought to be woo, 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 you know, because there are things you have a real reason to fear in this world. Yes, you have more than just fear itself to be afraid of. There's plenty to fear, and everybody has hidden fear. But God says, don't be afraid. I will be with you. Now, one of the biggest fears that people have, if not the biggest, when life falls apart, it takes a turn, the rogue winds blow, is the fear, I'm stuck, and this is never going to change, and this is hopeless, and I'm never going to get out of this, and I'm never going to see sunlight again. And my happy days are over. and all the rest of my life is going to be bad news, and all my best days are behind me, and all my worst days are ahead of me. It's that fear of, okay, everything has fallen apart, and I am beyond recovery. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put me back together again. That's fear. And it is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It's a lie. If you think that your life is beyond repair, you're wrong. If you think it cannot be restored, you are wrong. If you think that your best days are all behind you, you are wrong. If you think it is impossible for God to bring good out of bad, you are wrong. Jesus Christ is in the business of restoration, reconditioning, refurbishing, renewing, and recovering that which is lost. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. Not only you, but what you have lost. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away, the new has come. So the last thing you need to do to rebuild a broken life, a world that's fallen apart, number six, I must expect Jesus to restore my life. I must expect Jesus to restore my life. And you need to pray what Jeremiah prayed. Lamentations chapter 5. Restore us, O Lord. Restore us, O Lord. And bring us back to you again. Give us back the joys we once had. When you let Jesus bring you back, he will give you back. When you let God bring you back to Jesus, he will give you back the joy. Let's bow our heads. Jesus Christ specializes in new beginnings and fresh starts. It's called being born again. Verse 24 of chapter 3 says, deep in my heart, I say, the Lord is all I need. I can depend on him. Will you say that right now? Will you pray this prayer? Dear God, you know all the frustrations in my heart. You know all the things that I thought were unfair and unrealistic, and the things that I have rebelled and resisted and do not like. I give you all my frustrations. I want to turn my focus from my pain to your love. You have said, hope returns when I remember this one thing, the Lord's unfailing love and mercy still continue. Thank you that your love for me is sure and strong. Thank you that you take no pleasure in causing us grief or pain. Lord, I want to do what Jeremiah did. When life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. Enter the silence. Bow in prayer. Don't ask questions. Wait for hope to appear. I want to wait for hope to appear. And today I commit to spending 10 minutes in silence with you every day the next 7 days. Help me to change the things that I can change. Stop working on changing other people and just start working on changing me. Help me to be ruthlessly honest, to examine my way and test them and return to the Lord. And most of all, dear God, I ask you to relieve my fears. When I feel I'm thrown into a pit, and the water's rising and the stones are coming down on me, and I think it's the end, like Jeremiah, I call on your name from deep within the well. You listen to my pleading. You hear my weeping. You come at my despairing cry, and you tell me, do not fear. And Jesus, I pray as Jeremiah prayed, restore me, O Lord. Bring me back to you again and give me back the joy I once had. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, I open myself to you completely today. I want to know you. I want to pray to you. I want to get to love you. I want to follow you. Father, I don't know all that everybody's going through, but you do. And I know that no matter what the problem is, you are the answer. So we turn to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, every day, there's a spiritual war raging all around you. In order to effectively fight this war, you need to be equipped with knowledge of the tactics Satan will use to try to trap you. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation DVD Study Kit. In this 7-session Bible study, Pastor Rick teaches how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to influence us: passions, possessions, and position. If you expect to win the battle against temptation, it's critical that you know how to fight the predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation Study Kit comes with 1 7-session DVD and workbook. This Bible study is great for individual or small group use, and it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift today. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you. And let me just read one for you today. It's from a woman named Lauren. She says, Pastor Rick, every day when I'm doing my routine tasks or I'm commuting to work, I'm listening to the Daily Hope podcast online. I listen and I re-listen and I re-listen again to all the messages, knowing the value that they've had on my life. Rick, these messages have transformed my heart from a bitter, hardened, distrustful place toward not only people but God, to being in a place where I now have joy daily. I've got a joy that is not possible without God. And not only has my life been transformed, I've seen my family's life transformed. Rick, it is through all that God has done and continues to do in this broadcast and through your life and ministry that my family has been transformed. I am excited to say that I'm now a donor to your podcast, starting with this paycheck. I've been so blessed by all you've given to us as listeners that I'm now blessed to give back. God bless you, Lauren. Well, Lauren, by the way, Lauren, if you were my daughter, you'd be Lauren Warren. Thanks for the encouragement. I'm so glad to hear how God is working in your family. And by the way, thank you for your contribution. It allows us to take this good news to other Laurens around the world and other people around the world. Your prayers of support matter. Thank you for listening.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@PastorRick.com. That's rick@PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.